from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, President Biden addressed the nation Thursday afternoon inside the White House following the historic multi-nation prisoner swap that released four Americans, including Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich and former Marine Paul Whelan. The president acknowledging the difficulty of the deal.
Deals like this one come with tough calls. And there are never any guarantees. But there's nothing that matters more to me than protecting Americans at home and abroad.
Gershkovich is a New Jersey native and graduated in 2010 from Princeton High School, where he was captain of the soccer team. The journalist was held in a Russian prison for over a year on espionage charges with no evidence. A Camden man is sentenced to 11 years in state prison for a South Brunswick hit and run that killed a 43-year-old mother last year. Giovanni Gaines Little previously pleaded guilty to vehicular homicide and leaving the scene. Carrie Lynn Shea of East Windsor was found unresponsive in her vehicle after the crash. The 24-year-old Gaines Little was driving with a suspended license. He ditched his car and ran, but was arrested this past January. New Jersey boaters may have been lucky in recent days to spot a rare whale species.
North Atlantic right whales have been spotted in recent days in the Northeast from the Blanc Canyon to the Hudson Canyon, according to the Asbury Park Press. The NOAA Species Directory lists them as one of the world's most endangered large whale species. NOAA Fisheries New England Mid-Atlantic noted other whale species were seen as well on the hunt for food. At one point, two right whale slow zones were in place, but Asbury Park Press says it was lifted on July 29th. Joe Croce, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
And a community in northern New Jersey is getting federal money for firefighter rescue training. Congressman Josh Gottheimer announcing a $161,000 federal grant for Englewood. They'll use the money to give firefighters technical rescue training involving things like elevators, machinery, ropes, and other situations. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Are we getting any break from the humidity? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. I can't stress enough how disgustingly humid our air is going to be through this weekend. Dew points in the mid-70s, that is tropical, that is suffocating, and it makes this heat wave far more uncomfortable and more hazardous than it would have been otherwise. Expect a few clouds tonight, maybe an isolated shower. Definitely steamy out there. Lows only fall into the mid-70s. Tomorrow, 90 to 95 with a mix of clouds and sun. There could be a pop-up shower at any time. The best chance for a wave of scattered thunderstorms will be tomorrow night. Really humid and still hot for Saturday. Mostly cloudy. Highs around 90. A few showers and thunderstorms around, especially late day. Sunday, the chance of showers and thunderstorms will continue, especially early and late. Partly sunny, 85 to 90. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Andover 86, Monroe 97, and it's 96 in Seaside Heights. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.